This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As well, for that additional year. And, of course, at that age, it's particularly expensive.
So if you're a small business owner, you've got two problems. You've got the problem of your employees, and I suppose you've got your own pension provision to calculate as well. Well, I'm sure we'll get more clarification on this as the weeks and months pass. But for now, thanks very much for that, Helen. And Alice, and for more on how the increase in the pension age might affect your financial plans, look out for Alice's article in FT Money with this weekend's FT, or go online to ft.com/money. Still to come on the show, is £6.94 to buy or sell shares a good deal? We investigate. First, though, pension fund choices. While the date we get our pensions remains up for discussion by the politicians, how much we get is very much down to us. And this week, Aon Consulting has produced some exclusive research for FT Money suggesting that we're not making the right decisions. According to Aon, lots of people in workplace pensions have been putting their money into the default fund offered by the defined contribution workplace schemes. But, Alice, these default funds are often not the best ones to be in, are they?
Well, no. I mean, the problem is with these DC workplace schemes is that a lot of people just don't make the choice as to which pension fund they want to be in. So their employer shoves them into this default fund, which it's kind of calculated so that it thinks that it'll be okay for the majority of workers, but obviously isn't the best choice for everyone. Is that right, Helen?
Well, absolutely. It can't be all things to all people. And it is very important for individual members to review where they're investing their money. Default funds are designed for the average member. So generally speaking, they'll be fully invested in global equities, typically a passively invested fund, over the long term. And then as the member approaches retirement within the last 5 or 10 years, they'll switch into fixed interest and cash investments, so that by the time the member reaches retirement, it's 25% in cash and 75% invested in fixed interest, making the assumption that